Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents A Parent's Guide to Social Media.
Jay McGarrigle is back with us today from Webwise, and we're taking a look at the various platforms that young people are using in regards to social media. And we were looking at Snapchat last week. I did learn a lot because that's one I'm not that familiar with. Instagram, I guess I'm a little bit more familiar with this, but you might talk us through today, Jane, why teens and young people like this as well.
Thanks, Trina. So yeah, Instagram is actually very popular with adults as well as teens. You know, I suppose one of the kind of big draws about Instagram is it's a very visual site. It's very appealing for teens in terms of they can create videos, they have nice filters, they can connect with friends, they can create reels, and they find it relatively easy platform to use. And they also see it as a good way to discover their own interests. So there's lots of positives around all of these social media platforms, and teens do see them as an important part of their lives. But, you know, kind of at its basics, Instagram is a free photo and video sharing app. People can upload photos or videos, share them with their followers, or, you know, select a group of friends to share them. They can view, comment, like posts shared by their own friends. So once you create an account, you kind of get started by following friends and celebrities as well. Depending on the media type you're sharing, you can choose from lots of different filters and tools to edit your posts. You can add captions, hashtags. You can also choose the option of adding location, but you know, this isn't something we would recommend for teens. Instagram is for 13 and over as well, so that's the age restrictions on that. So some of the kind of main features Instagram offers is direct messages, disappearing messages. So we talked last week about Snapchat. Instagram does have a Snapchat-like feature that lets you send timed photo or video messages, and recipients can only view them once before they disappear. There's also stories as well, so short videos. And Reels, you can record, edit and post short videos, similar to TikTok, actually, which I know we will talk about. You know, what's important here is teens have told us they like it kind of as a way to express themselves by posting art, poetry, videos that, you know, can showcase their own interests or their own talents as well. So for parents, there's kind of a couple of things we, you know, say to maybe think about. If your child is wanting an Instagram account, you know, what do you need to look at? So first of all, I would say we have a whole host of explainers on our website, webwise.ie/parents, and you can get information on all these apps. So do familiarise yourself with the platforms, whether it's Instagram, Snapchat or TikTok. Find out what the features are, the privacy features, the default settings, those sorts of things. And make sure your teen knows how to use it as well, the reporting, blocking and the basics of the app. Sometimes I think we can assume our children or teens can be particularly savvy online, but it is important if a teen is setting up a social media account that they do know how to use it. So don't be afraid to sit down and go through that with them.
When I'm using my own Instagram, Jane, I find this is the social media platform where I'm getting messages from people I 100% don't know. And normally it's like looking for me to get involved in a business, and it's normally from a different country, and they all seem to be kind of written the same way in broken English. There seems to be a lot of spam that comes in on that in the DMs.
Yeah, so some of these platforms can get spam messages, and I know the types of messages you're talking about, actually, Trina. That's another thing to talk to your teen about, you know, kind of dealing with unwanted messages, any unwanted content, not to click on any links. Also, if something sounds too good to be true, it generally is. So to ensure that we kind of have that critical eye over things, you know, when we are spending our time online. And I suppose one of the other kind of concerns with any apps that are quite image-based, you know, they can perhaps tend to focus on external validation and, you know, this idea of social comparison and status, you know, which can affect different teens differently. You know, not everybody is affected by this, but some are, you know. So these are conversations we need to have about our teens, about what social media is, the reality of it, that these are only posts portraying one snapshot, that really we need to be kind of building confidence in our teens around our own values and beliefs as well. And that's really important.
Even for adults, it's these posts that you see up, you know, these people in their perfect homes, and what they're not showing is in the corner, the piles of laundry and and the mess everywhere. All you get to see is a little bit, the bit that they want you to see.
Exactly. And we're all guilty of doing that. So, and for teens, because of their developmental age, you know, this can be quite a tricky space to navigate. Some of the kind of ways to maybe help with that is to ensure that they're kind of following accounts that do kind of represent their own values. It can be helpful to do a refresh or a reset on some of these things, you know, to get an idea of, you know, how they're spending their time on social media. Mm. And what sorts of content they are consuming. So it's really important to have these initial discussions, but to check in on them as well and see how they're getting on, and, you know, encourage them to review who they're following every so often as well.
I saw that on an episode of First Dates. The girl asked the date, what does he follow and who does he follow on Instagram? This was important to her because I think she felt that kind of gave her an insight into his life and what he's into. And he was like, oh, I just follow like sporting things. And, you know, so she kind of got an idea of what he was into from that.
Yeah, that's actually really interesting, isn't it? To see we use that now as a way to connect and find common interests. So, and I think it just goes to highlight the role that social media does play in people's lives. It does have an important role in our lives, and it is a good way for us to connect. But as I said in the last episode, it isn't without risks or challenges, and particularly for teens, we do need to have these conversations with them about privacy, what's okay to share, critical thinking, you know, what we're viewing online, and being aware of the pressures, you know, be they commercial, you know, other influencers kind of promoting products, or the kind of popularity contest online, because we know that for younger teens in particular, it can be a bit of a numbers game. You know, they want to have lots of followers, they want to be seen to be popular, but it's really important we talk to them by connecting with people that they don't know online and what the risks might be there, and what to do if anything does go wrong, ensuring that they know who to go to, that it can be worked out.
I would imagine, presumably, there would be some influencers or whatever on Instagram, and the followers aren't real numbers. I mean, I'm sure some of them have bought followers. This is a thing that used to happen.
Yeah, this is something that we maybe were familiar with a few years ago. I'm sure the platforms have lots of different ways of dealing with that. But certainly there are lots of influencers with big, genuine followings. And we know for teens, they do look up to influencers and creators online, and they have another important role to play in their lives. And, you know, lots of these influencers we wouldn't be familiar with because we're being served up a very different algorithm to what teens may be seeing as well. And, you know, that's kind of the other thing about it. We're all living in these kind of social media silos and filter bubbles. So it's always good to have a bit of a balance in terms of how we're spending our time online, and to recognise the values of face-to-face social connection, real connection as well.
So that is Instagram. Jay McGarrigle there from Webwise. You can have a look at their website if you want to get a guide to all these social media platforms, webwise.ie. Thanks so much, Jane.
Thank you, Trina.
This is a parent's guide to social media. You can catch up on all the episodes, which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Parents Guide. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Cumasún na mBian with the television license fee.